a true immigrant son. No vacancies, no vacations. Sure, I could do better than this, but I don't.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
This update from the Canadian Press. Transport Minister Mark Garneau says he's deeply concerned about the disruption of rail services across the country. He is stressing that he hopes there will be peaceful resolutions to blockades that have virtually shut down freight and passenger rail service. Garneau is meeting in Toronto with provincial and territorial transport ministers and representatives of national Indigenous organizations to discuss a way forward. 10 women have filed a class action lawsuit against Canadian clothing mogul Peter Nygaard. They are accusing him of sexual assault and sex trafficking. The women were between the ages of 14 and 29 when the alleged incidents occurred. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told American politicians he's confident Parliament will ratify the new North American trade deal soon. Trudeau met with a congressional delegation led by Republican Senator Lindsey Graham today on the sidelines of a security conference in Munich. From the Canadian Press, I'm Don Kelly.
All right, let's check in with the old Hawk weather right now. Sunny today, becoming a mix of sun and cloud later on this afternoon. Winds get up to about 15 kilometers an hour. So, hey, we're looking at a high of -7. For tonight, -16. But right now, downtown Hamilton, it's a balmy -13 with the wind chill. It feels like -15. But I doubt that.
It's time for Steel City Music with Gunner on 101.5 The Hawk.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day. I am not playing any Valentine's music, so don't ask for any. I'm a little old man. I'm a little cold today. It just kind of bugged me. Patro Rabbit's on the way. Tyler from the band will be calling in. And we have some other interviews lined up, but I'll tell you all about that in a little bit. Let's just start things off with Jekyll and Hyde from Bishop Briggs right now.
Born in the time of love, facing the winds of fate, storms brewing up above. I was breaking, I was begging just to raise you up from the grave of your mistakes. Pleasure is a kind of pain. Have I had enough? 'Cause I keep wrestling with snakes, sick of all the slippery stuff.
Are you Jekyll and Hyde in me? silently. I can't see in the dark. Are you Jekyll or Hyde this time? Where's my mind? I can't sleep in the dark. Jekyll and Hyde. Are you Jekyll and Hyde in me? Silently, I can't see in the dark. Are you Jekyll or Hyde this time? Where's my mind? I can't sleep in the dark. Jekyll and Hyde. Are you Jekyll and Hyde in me? Silently, I can't see in the dark. Are you Jekyll or Hyde this time? Where's my mind? I can't sleep in the dark. Jekyll and Hyde.
Broadcasting across the Steel City, this is 101.5 The Hawk.
Tell your sister that it's over. what I'm gonna do. I got the same old shoes with a new attitude. Why would I sing the blues for you?
Fourteen right now. Gunner here. Steel City Music. You just heard a little bit of a boom. New stuff from the Ambassadors. Yeah, ex-Ambassadors. And also before that, a crazy band that I got to go back to see in November with my good buddy Tyler. Maybe Right White Reaper. And starting things off was Bishop Briggs. And on the phone right now is Tyler McIntyre. You there, kid?
I think so. Am I?
Yeah, you're here. I can hear you. Okay, is your phone working?
I don't know. It might just spontaneously leave us.
Okay. We'll make this conversation really quick. I just want to make sure you're okay with your bank card that you can get some lunch as well. Do you think that's going to be okay?
I'm just going to be grumpy the rest of the day.
I know, buddy. You know what? I know you're sick. I know it's cold out. It's Friday. Just get through the next couple hours and then rest up for your show tomorrow at the Casbah.
I wonder if anyone would notice if I just nap the rest of the day at work.
You know what? That's a perfectly okay thing to do. You know, if I were you, I'd put a bobblehead on your desk and just crawl underneath.
I've already got one there.
So well, there you go. You're all set. You're about the same height as one anyway. Just walk by. Hi, Tyler. Bubble, 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 bubble. It'll be fine. You know what I mean, kid?
Yeah, I guess.
Right.
Come on.
I feel that way all the time. I'm wondering, like, would anyone really know if I set myself on fire right now? You know, I'm with my Alexa, I would lean in to light their smoke, but whatever. Hey, man, thanks for, like, fighting through your lunch hour and trying to make this phone call about your new act, the Petro Rabbits. Just a quick backgrounder on the Petro Rabbits, and also Tyler McIntyre is also the co-owner of Steel City Music, which is the show that you hear here every Friday, and our website as well. And Tyler got himself a big, huge record deal out of Spain. Is that correct?
Spain? No, it was Turkey.
It was actually Turkey then.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was a record deal. I think it was like the equivalent of like a like retweeting on Bandcamp.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so I don't know. There's another version of those four songs out there that are exactly the same, just under some other thing. You know?
What's the name of the label that reissued you guys?
Kafadan Contact, I think it was called.
And they're out of Turkey? Is that where they're from? Oh, okay, cool.
Istanbul, yeah.
So what was the genesis of doing this recording? Were you bored? Were you in between bands? Like, what's the deal?
This was all just like boredom, sitting around late at night, not doing anything and just kind of working on this stuff and then just overworking it and to the point where I thought about it too much. It was like, I just have to be done with it.
So what do you mean by like overworking? How long were you just putting this and then not putting it out and working on it?
I probably worked on the stuff off and on for a period of like a year or something like that. And then I sat on it for a while. And even after I put it out, I didn't really tell anyone about it. I just kind of let it sit there. And
yeah.
Every once in a while, somebody would find it and that. But so it was about, I think, 6 months ago when I decided, okay, it's, you know, kind of take this and actually do it live and see if it'll work. So that's what tomorrow is.
But you did all the recordings, like all the instruments, that sort of stuff.
Everything's in my mind. It's all drum machines, so I programmed everything myself.
Who did you get to back you up in this outfit?
Well, on bass, we got Mark Brenzel, who I've played with in...
Mike Gravy, in Dr. Nazareth, Professor Flex.
Yeah, we did the 50s together, which was, you know, so we've worked together quite a few times. And on drums, I've recruited Mark Raymond.
Mark Raymond. What other outfit is Mark Raymond in right now? He's in, Maple Glazed?
Yeah, he does that. I think they're on a bit of a hiatus right now, waiting for Graham. Graham's recovering from something, but he plays drums for Wax. What's the other one that he had?
He was in Northern Chorus back in the day as well.
Sasquatch, yeah. Family, Pew. I always mess up their name.
Pew Pumbers. Sasquatch.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, I just picture a giant hairy person eating a cucumber. That's the only way I can deal with it, to be honest.
Yeah. So I don't know.
You're killing me here.
Am I killing you?
Just because I know you're a bundle of nerves. The phone's falling everywhere. You're hungry. You're in the middle of lunch, and you just want to throw it out the window.
Am I a bundle of? Do I sound nervous?
I don't know. I always picture you that way. That's all.
Oh,
that's just me.
I get gassy when I'm nervous.
Oh well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So you, what time are you on at the Casbah tomorrow night?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Sometime after 10. Well, I mean, you know, like, I think the show starts at 10. There's three bands. I honestly couldn't tell you the name of the first band.
Blower with Brody. Come on.
The headliner's Indian Handcraft.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was spinning some of them a couple of weeks back. They're awesome.
And, I believe we're on second.
Okay.
And it should be interesting.
Okay, and it won't be as cold as it is right now, so people should go out.
I hope not. I'm standing outside right now. It really sucks. I got icicles in my mustache. And...
All right. Thanks for taking the time, buddy, and I'm going to spin some Pedro Rabbits. We will hear Made It Up and Fake Blues. Thanks for making the call, kid.
All right, well, thanks for putting up with me.
Whatever. You got to deal with your buddy, right? Okay.
All right.
Take care, kid. Fake Blues, Pedro Rabbits for you right now here on Steel City Music. We'll be right back. WIOI
101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
Come on.
Like Canonator from Cemetery Spawn will be performing on February 22nd at This Ain't Hollywood. And that would be my Trouble Cox project, who we had on the air about 2 or 3 weeks ago promoting the show and talking about the Hexploitation Film Festival. That's a part of the show, is actually a part of that film festival that's happening next weekend here in Hamilton. And Aaron Allen will be calling in and checking in with us shortly to tell us more about the big horror chill fest, horror scream theater, blood, gore, all the other fun stuff that's going to be happening next weekend. So let's just continue on listening to some tunes. Oh, actually, you know what? Sorry. Indian Warcrafts will be performing tomorrow night, and that's who Indian Handcrafts will be performing. Sorry. That was that it was a band that had this sort of like groove rock, stoner rock kind of thing to it that we spun a couple weeks ago when Brody was up on the show. So they'll be supporting that bill as well. Doors are at 9:30 and the show starts around 10 o'clock. I don't know who the other band is, but go down, check it out. It might be not that cold out tomorrow night, man. You can just bundle up, layer up, and go have some fun. How about some more Cemetery Spawn right now? You will hear You Can't Take It With You, maybe some Critical Mass, but starting things off, Exorcism of the Dead here on Steel City Music.
Sacrifice to the creature when you leave this mortal coil.
going to take it with you. They're Cemetery Spawn from the mind of Michael Troublecock. Folks, check this out. The Exploitation Film Festival, the HXFF as it's known, is the only festival dedicated to horror and exploitation genre cult cinema in the greater Hamilton area. Now, the annual competitive film festival will screen 7 feature films and 14 shorts over the course of three exciting nights of genre film mayhem at the Staircase Theater, which is located at 27 Dundurn Street North in Western Hamilton. Now, the HXFF promises the best in envelope-pushing indie horror and exploitation filmmaking designed by fans and for fans. And on the line with me right now is Aaron Allen, one of the brainchilds of this whole thing. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, thank you for figuring out how to use the phone and decipher the numbers that I gave you
backwards. What's a phone call without a few gremlins, right?
I just actually went through that with my buddy Tyler, who's actually calling out at McMaster as well. And he was having phone problems, and he was standing out in the cold, and I'm like, I can't keep him out in the cold. You're inside, Rob, though, right?
Yeah, it's nice and warm.
Okay, fine. Okay, cool. We'll leave you on the phone a little bit longer. Anyway, thank you for taking the time. I know we just sort of set this up last week. A friend of yours actually wandered into the radio station and looked at me, and I went, okay, what does he need? And then he just started telling me about it. I'm like going, you know what? I've already been promoting that with Mike Troublecock. He does some of those films, and he's actually performing that weekend, the Cemetery Spawn stuff, down at this in Hollywood. But you are the one that helped create the Hex Film Festival. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. So we started in 2009 as Fright Night Theater, basically screening like classic horror movies like The Evil Dead and stuff like that.
Right.
We would do that on a semi-monthly basis. But in 2012, I sort of took over that organization and decided to transition it into a film festival because Hamilton didn't have a film festival that was just specifically horror, unlike Toronto, which has many, and
right.
some of the other surrounding areas that have more. So I thought this would be a perfect opportunity, especially with so much stuff being filmed in Hamilton and so many talented Hamilton filmmakers. So we started to solicit submissions from new films or new filmmakers. And ever since then, we've been, again, programming the best in thrills, chills, and kills.
So you've been able, since 2009, you've watched this this festival grow. Are you surprised that that it's still around, like there's still that much interest in this type of genre?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, the horror genre, the exploitation genre, cult cinema always has a following. We've changed, and we've seen people kind of come and go.
Right.
We're longtime fans, and they move on to other things. But there's always a group of people who are really diehard and ready for like weird, way out there, wild cinema. And we're ready to give it to them.
Just these types of films, is there like a common link with everyone? Like a certain what is the films that you can recall with yourself growing up and talking with other people when they submit the films that you have in common with? Is like a top three that sort of like inspires people to follow this?
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff from the 80s. You know, like a lot of people who grew up in the 80s are now out there making films, and they're really inspired by the stuff that had like real practical effects, like John Carpenter's The Thing. That's a common one people love.
That one scared the crap out of me as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I recently got to see it at the Westdale Theater. It was amazing to see it on the big screen.
Right, yeah.
Loved it. You know, other stuff like The Evil Dead, again, like horror comedies. People like to make a lot of those. Slasher films in general are still very popular, a genre that was born in the 80s and still going today, especially in the sort of indie film market. There's a lot of slashers out there.
Well, when I was a kid, what I liked about these movies a lot is we weren't allowed to watch them, and it was like
yeah.
a taboo. Like your parents wouldn't let you watch them. And so we would always like watch, we would get them at like 11:30 or after midnight on Channel 7 out of Buffalo. They would show those late night campy kind of movies. And then when they had VCRs, I mean, that was it. Once VCRs came out when I was a kid, the VHS tape with the cover, like you would choose that over anything else if it had an axe or blood on it. So
yep.
it was just
That's
like
where my love of horror came from, VHS covers.
That, was 100%. It
really?
Yeah. Because
yeah,
I would be mesmerized by it. I'd be looking like this going, like I clearly remember getting into a fight with my cousins and everyone else because I insisted Driller Killer.
Yes.
Do you remember Driller Killer? And everyone was like going, oh, this is going to suck. I go, no, he has a drill and he kills. What could be better than this?
Yeah, and that was a really gruesome cover, if I remember as well.
Yeah, it was way out there. Yeah, and Phantasm was another film, too.
Yeah, I grew up not being able to watch horror movies, so I fell in love with the covers.
Yeah.
As I grew up, never delivered on the promise. Some of them were just outright, like, lies. But our festival is sort of trying to chase that feeling that those horror movie covers gave me as a kid. That's how we sort of select our films.
So is it like, you have a screening committee. How does that go about if someone's going to submit a film? How do they approach you?
So we have a website, and we are connected with another bigger website called Film Freeway, which is one of the major platforms that filmmakers can use to reach out to independent and other festivals. So they can submit to us directly through there. Sometimes we'll also reach out to filmmakers to solicit them if we think they'd be a good fit. And then I have a team of programmers who will go through all of our short films and our feature films, because we screen about 7 features and something like 12 to 15 shorts over the 3-day festival. So they look at all the submissions and kind of come up which ones are the best, and then we sit down and talk about them and finally hammer out a schedule that sort of fits what we feel is the Hexploitation Film Festival brand or feeling, which is really over-the-top, crazy, terrifying, weird stuff.
Hey, folks, it's 12:42 right now. You're hanging out with Gunnar here on Steel City Music. My guest right now, Aaron Allen. He's part of the Hexploitation Film Festival, which is happening February 20th to the 22nd. All the information can be found at hexfilmfest.com. Quickly, Aaron, what film, I know that everyone, you just said that everyone sits through it and you judge everything, but what film should we pay attention to this in the coming film festival? What caught your eye?
Sure. So there's a lot of great ones, but to put a spotlight on one, we have one coming up on Friday, February 21st, called To Your Last Death. It's an American film, and it's entirely animated. It's a 2D animated horror thriller with a little bit of a sci-fi angle about a woman who survives being killed by her father, who's this big industrialist who doesn't want to share the inheritance, but then is given the chance to kind of go back in time, sort of Groundhog Day style,
right,
to go through that experience again. And it's, again, it's amazing. It's a completely hand-animated, sort of in a style similar to Archer. So that
oh,
show,
right, yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay.
And it's got a great cast. It's got, like, Ray Wise, who's from RoboCop and Twin Peaks, Bill Moseley, House of Thousand Corpses, and William Shatner does a voice in it.
Oh, that's Bill is doing something?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good that he doesn't need the money, right? They didn't have to pay Bill a lot of money because he's got tons.
So, yeah, that one's actually really amazing. That's actually our opening film on Friday night of the festival.
Okay, what's the cost of if someone had to grab a pass to go check everything out this weekend?
Yeah, so individual film tickets are $12. We also have some passes, although tickets are selling really quickly. We've sold out of some passes, but Friday passes are still available. That's $26 for the 3 films. We also have a VIP pass, which is $84, and that's guaranteed seating at all 8 screenings. You get a shirt, you get a screen printed poster, you get an embroidered patch, you get some free raffle tickets. And then I think our Saturday passes are sold out, though, unfortunately, but there's still some available for the individual screenings.
How does it work with it when it comes to parents and kids? Or like, what is there like a limitation of age sort of thing, or is it like adult accompaniment?
Adults only.
Oh, it's adults only. Okay.
It's really, yeah, really just for adults. Sometimes with parental guidance, they'll come in. But no, generally the film festival caters to 18 and over.
See, I'm looking at Driller Killer again, and I'm in a big fight. You know, like I really think if you could, the kids would love to go to see this stuff.
I think with the internet now, they might look at Driller Killer and say, I've seen it.
Hey, man, thanks for taking the time and have a good time at the Hexploitation Film Festival, and hope everyone comes out and supports and checks everything out.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, we're going to go spin some Critical Mass for you right now. Cemetery Spawn will be performing February 22nd at This Ain't Hollywood. We'll be right back.
from Mohawk College, this is CIOI 101.5 FM in Hamilton. The Hawk is on the air.
Up and down.
12:55 and change right now. A little bit of Carvel action for you, John Frusciante. What a great album that was. Rocky Erickson cover right now. Ty Howie on the way with the MSA. You're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music.
If you have ghosts, you have everything. If you have ghosts, you have everything. You can say anything you want, and you can do anything you want to do. If you have ghosts, you have everything. One never does that. One never does that.
Update from the Canadian Press. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer wants the Liberal government to tell the RCMP to enforce court injunctions and end the blockades that have shut down freight and passenger rail service across the country. Scheer says nobody wants to see violence, but that the protests are illegal and must be shut down now. Federal Transport Minister Mark Garneau is meeting with provincial and territorial transport ministers, as well as Indigenous leaders in Toronto today. He is confident talks can end the blockades. A handful of protesters braving frigid temperatures at a rail blockade near Belleville, Ontario, aren't talking.